This is Helen Drutt English interviewing William P. Daly at 307 Ashbourne Road, Elkins Park, Pennsylvania. We are sitting in his studio, and it is the 7th of August, 2004, and we are interviewing him for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, and this is disc number one, and is part of the Lateman Project. William Daly, when and where were you born?
I was born in Hastings-on-Hudson, New York, on March 7th in 1925. I was born in the section of the town called Uniontown. I was born at home. It's on a third floor walk up in this village.
I know that you've always had a strong passion for your legacy and your heritage. Could you speak to me about your parents?
Well, my mother and father are from Irish descent. Both their families had been in the country a good long while. They were not immigrants. My mother lived in Yonkers, New York, the town below Hastings-on-Hudson, and my father was born in Hastings-on-Hudson. So I really felt in some sense that I really belonged to the town, or I lived in the town. It was a great feeling. And my father worked in the mill. He was he had become an apprentice to a house painter as a boy, and became a house painter and went in the Navy. And when he came out, he started the house painting business. And my mother worked in the Moquette, which is an Armstrong rug company, and she was a bobbin girl. My dad left school at ninth grade, and my mother left school at fourth grade to work. My mother, grandmother on my father's side, or my grandfather had died of consumption, and my father had to go to work. I still have a letter from the principal of my father's school, the Fraser Free School in Hastings, that he was a magnificent student, and the principal was begging my grandmother to let him stay in school. And my father was a twin, and they had already taken his brother Edward out of school 2 years before. And my mother went, she then became a nanny and took care of wealthy people and children in Yonkers, New York. And she was married to her first husband, and he died of consumption, and then married my father. So I have a half-brother whose name is O'Mara. And I have a sister, Alice. And that constitutes the clan, the immediate clan. My father had a really bardic memory and also loved poetry. And he loved to talk. And he knew all of Frost and all of Carl Sandburg. And he would just go on and on and on. I used to sort of be willing to go out on the back porch in the rain to just escape hearing him. His favorite poet was Houseman, and he would say to me, now hear this, Billy, and he'd recite.
This commitment that you have to house painting seems to be something that's very central and very much part of your heritage.
Well, I taught Tom how to be a house painter, mm-hmm. and my father, I painted with my father. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the town, when he would moonlight all the time from in the factory, paint people's houses to earn extra money. And when he would do that, when we would be walking to church, my father would take a diversion and show me what he was painting, because he really liked it so much. So I worked with him as a house painter, and then when I went out to Iowa to teach, and I only taught 9 months and didn't get any pay in the summer, I signed on as a union house painter. So you're right, painting houses, I still paint one